This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, heads up, folks. I've got some exclusive news from some of my sources, and I've confirmed it. The FBI is now building a nationwide gun confiscation list to enable the federal government to go door-to-door confiscating guns. Now, how do we know this? Well, according to my sources, which I've, again, confirmed with multiple sources, you know something called the NICS background check system? This is what the FBI uses to determine whether someone should be allowed to purchase a gun or not. Gun dealers, i.e. FFL holders, they have to call in to the FBI or use the online system. A lot of them call in and they give the FBI the social security number, the name, and other information about the individual purchasing the gun. And then the FBI gives them a decision, a go or no-go decision, you know, approved or declined for that potential gun purchase. This is called the instant check system. You know, NICS, National, I think it's National Instant Check System. Well, what's happened over the last roughly month or so, the FBI has begun asking the call-in FFL dealers to provide the number of the state IDs of the individuals who are attempting to purchase a gun. And the FBI is now recording this information. Now, this was not done before. This is something that's new. And the only reason for the FBI to record the state ID numbers of the individuals trying to purchase a gun is so that the federal government can build a federal database of the more accurate state ID numbers, which is tied to the home address of the individual purchasing a gun. This is a direct link to where that person lives. And even though people have to fill out the address on the forms, that address is not as reliable over the long term as a state ID because people can move and change their addresses, but they usually change their state address when they do that. You know, the state driver's license address, they will update that address. So if the FBI is trying to track down someone who purchased a gun, you know, 3 years ago, if that person had moved in that time, then the address that the FBI has on file from the original background check may be obsolete. So to get the new address, they're tying every gun purchaser into the state ID, which is, as I said, very likely to be updated with the current address. The only purpose of this is so that the federal government, once the Democrats succeed in passing nationwide gun control, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Wasn't that Feinstein who said that? Then they can go door to door confiscating weapons from people who purchase them. Because they can query the current address of the people who purchase the guns. Even if you purchased 5 years ago or 10 years ago, they can simply query the current address and find out where you live and send a team to go stick guns in your face to take your guns. That's what gun confiscation is, of course. The government using guns to take your guns. And if you turn them in, just as a side note, if you turn in all your guns, the government historically will then turn to genocide and they will attempt to wipe you out. They will exterminate you after they've made you defenseless. This is all part of how the government operates. This is the whole point of gun control, so that the citizens are defenseless. It's not about protecting people from violence because it always precedes government violence. But they have to have you disarmed first. That's the most efficient way to exterminate people who are resisting tyranny. I mean, just look at Adolf Hitler. Look at the Holocaust and the Jews and gun control of 1933. The whole point was to disarm the Jews to make them all the more easily rounded up and put onto boxcar trains and shipped off to the ovens. So you have to disarm people first, and that's exactly what gun control is all about. And with the FBI now gathering information that can be used to query your home address in real time, it's clear that they are getting ready to stage. I mean, at some point, doesn't mean it's imminent. It wouldn't happen under Trump. But remember, the bureaucracy thinks they're going to get rid of Trump and install like a Hillary Clinton as president. This is their plan. And if they do, there's no question they are going to push nationwide gun confiscation. Well, they're going to need a database to do that. So your driver's license address for your state driver's license is where they're going to send the confiscation team. And what can you do about this? Well, I cannot push you to do something illegal, so let's stick with some legal ideas here. Number one, if you have a concealed carry in many states, you can purchase a firearm without undergoing the background check NICS system. And that's a very important reason to get a concealed carry. And by the way, one of my sources told me that they believe the federal government is going to go after that rule where currently, if you have a concealed carry permit, they don't call it in to the FBI, but they think that's going to change in the future, where even with a concealed carry, it's going to be required for them to submit your information to the FBI so that the FBI can build its national database for confiscation purposes. But until that happens, you can get a concealed carry and you can purchase firearms without the FBI having a record of the transaction. Even though there's still, I think it's called a Form 4077. I don't know if that's the right number, but there's a form you have to fill out when you purchase a firearm that your local FFL dealer will keep on hand. So there's a paper filing, a paper record. But that's a paper record is not such a big danger to your liberty in the sense that paper records disappear all the time. Paper records go up in flames. I mean, literally, I've seen gun shops burn down. What do you know? All the paper records burned up. You know, paper records can disappear. Paper records get lost. They get old. They can get chewed up by mice. Lots of things can happen to paper records, and lots of things do happen to paper records. For some reason, FFL dealers nationwide are unable to fully protect paper records. I never figured out why. That's amazing. They just seem to misplace them or lose them or have them burned up or whatever. Lost in a flood. Just amazing how often that happens. But electronic records, you know, hey, that's what the Fed keeps for a long time, forever, essentially. Electronic records can betray you. And there's another answer to this, but just to summarize, the first answer is get yourself a concealed carry permit and go out and purchase your firearms using that concealed carry. And then there's not a federal record of that purchase. And the second thing that you can do, and I strongly recommend you look into this, is you can purchase a ghost gunner. The ghost gunner is a CNC machine made by Defense Distributed. And I think that's just defdist.org, defdist.org. I think that's the website. Just search for ghost gunner. The current version is 2.0. It's a machine. It'll run you a little over $1,000. You buy this machine, and using that machine, you can manufacture your own rifles and pistols. Now, it's not simple. It's not easy. I do it, but it you have to follow a lot of directions to, I mean, you have to know how to completely assemble a rifle from scratch, basically. The ghost gunner part is easy. That's not hard at all. But after the ghost gunner, you have to buy all the parts online for, let's say, an AR-15 rifle, and then you have to assemble all those parts. And really, it's not crazy hard, but it's also not for people who aren't used to some hands-on stuff. Like if you think changing a car tire is a difficult thing, you'll have trouble with this. You know, if I live on a ranch, I do tractor repairs. You know, I repair my own car tires and things like that. I actually mount tires on wheels because we have a lot of thorns. Most of Texas does, by the way, or at least Central Texas. We have a lot of thorns, so we're always repairing tires all the time, so you get pretty good at that. But I'm also hands-on at the lab, so I run multiple mass spec instruments, and I do all the maintenance of the sample cones and the sample introduction systems and the chromatography. I do the cleaning. I swap out parts on plasma torches and things like that. So I actually have a lot of hands-on kind of repair experience. So for me, putting together a rifle or a handgun is a pretty easy thing compared to a lot of the lab instruments, by the way. But for some people, it's very difficult. So you need to assess your own skill set there. If you have trouble with mechanical things, this is not for you. But if you can handle some basic mechanical skills, like if you've ever done any carpentry or something, if you've ever put something together with a hammer and nails or a screwdriver, you can probably handle this just with some learning. So you buy a ghost gunner, and then you buy what are called 80% lowers. An 80% lower is an aluminum part of the gun. It's called the receiver, and it's not fully machined, and it doesn't qualify as a firearm in its 80% state. You have to use the ghost gunner to drill out essentially the aluminum that is in the way. And once you drill it out or mill it out, technically, then you have a lower receiver, and you can then proceed to build out a full firearm. Now, this firearm will have no serial number, and it is not on anybody's record books. So it's a ghost firearm. That's why they call it the ghost gunner machine. Now, cops hate these firearms because they like everything to have a trackable serial number. But so does government, so they can take them away from you. And that's the point of the ghost gunner. And what's cool about the ghost gunner is that they've just released a new jig for pistols. So using what's called the polymer 80 frames, which you can buy online, they're just 80% polymer handgun frames. You don't need a background check to buy one. You can put one of these in the machine, you know, install the correct jig, run the right mill ends and so on, and it'll mill out that handgun to where you can build it out to be like a Glock. You know, you add the slide, you add the barrel, you add the trigger, springs, all that stuff. And there are kits available where you can buy the polymer 80 lower, the pistol frame, plus all the parts, and then you use the machine to mill it out and create your own pistol. Now, these rifles and pistols that you make that are ghost pistols, ghost guns, you should make sure you hide and bury at least one of them. I mean, at least one rifle and one pistol. Because if there is nationwide gun confiscation, you may have to turn over guns that are on the federal database, you see. That's why they have a database, because they know what you bought. They actually will have the gun serial number in the case of the FBI background check. So they may show up at your door, literally. They may knock on your door and say, look, where's gun number XYZ? You have to turn it over. So you might have to give them those guns. I mean, if they have guns in your face, what are your options? What are you going to do? I mean, I know some people are just going to do whatever. I'm not even going to say, but most people at that point, if it comes to that, if they're not already engaged in a civil war of some kind, you know, if 10 guys show up at your door with a badge and pointing rifles in your face, what are you going to do? You're going to give them your damn guns, right? But then you go dig up what you have in the backyard. This is why it's good to have a bigger yard. The bigger your yard, the harder it is for law enforcement to dig it up and find your guns. And I'm talking about legal guns here. I'm not talking about illegal guns. It's legal to manufacture your own gun, except in, I think, New Jersey. Now, New Jersey just passed a law to outlaw the ghost gunner. Now, that it may be illegal in other states, maybe California, so you should always check your state and local laws. But at a federal level, it is not at all illegal to manufacture your own gun, nor is it illegal to bury a gun in your yard. You could bury anything you want in your yard as long as it's not like human skeletons and things, like, as long as you're not a serial killer, right? Or I guess that would cover all Democrats who are abortionists, but for some reason they're never prosecuted. But my point is, it's not illegal to make a gun in most states, nor is it illegal to bury a gun in your yard. It's not illegal. So I'm not advocating you to violate any laws. In fact, I'm advocating you to defend the rule of law and to defend the United States of America. against the lawlessness of the radical left, which wants to violate the Second Amendment. You know, they've already utterly obliterated the First Amendment. They hate the Constitution, and they want to exterminate the Second Amendment. Frankly, they want to exterminate anybody who believes in the Second Amendment. But in order to do that, they have to take your guns first, see? So they're building a list. The FBI is doing it now. And remember, the FBI has become a domestic terror organization. This was proven with the raid on Roger Stone. It was a terror raid. The FBI, under the control of Robert Mueller, is literally a domestic terrorism operation now. They're not a legitimate law enforcement organization. So they're making a list to come take your guns at gunpoint, to say guns are bad unless we have them all, which is really what the whole argument is of the left, to have a monopoly of guns in the hands of the most corrupt organization in society, i.e. government. But that's what they want. It's so much easier to shoot you if you can't shoot back. That's why you need to make your own guns and frankly, you know, store them. Store them in places that are hard to find. Now, they can run metal detectors over your yard. But again, if you have a very big yard, like 10 acres, then it's much harder for them to search all 10 acres. This is a reason to have a place out in the country. This is one more reason why you want to do it. So think about all this. Read my website, guns.news. I also run freedom.news. And follow the law. I always encourage you to follow the law. Don't violate laws in order to do this. But where it's legal, make your own guns and bury your own guns and get ready. Because they're coming for you. They're coming to kill you. But they have to disarm you first. And that is their plan. Thanks for listening. Be safe.
Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.